Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. The following is a full episode of our other podcast, Dream Meanings. You guys can get a feel for that. Be sure to subscribe to that one. It has its own channel on iTunes, Stitcher, all of that. Just go ahead and press subscribe there. That'll help us grow that show. And please do participate. Call in. Write in. Whatever works best for you. We'd love to hear your dreams and talk about it on a future episode of Dream Meanings. So in addition to all the Real Ghost Stories episodes, here's an extra one of Dream Meanings. Enjoy. The following program is for entertainment purposes only. It is not medical, psychological, or psychiatric advice. For any of those, contact your doctor. On today's episode of Dream Meanings, does the guilt of putting a relationship together haunt a listener after tragedy strikes the happy couple? Anxiety about poor choices in college turns into a dramatic nightmare for one man. And a mysterious girl shows up in a dream to help usher someone's mindset into an all-new chapter of life. Those stories and more today on Dream Meanings. Our phone number at Dream Meanings, 1-800-606-7193. You can call it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and share your dream with us. We may play it back in a future episode. Give your opinion on it. Also, you can write in on our website at dreamingradio.com, D-R-E-A-M-I-N-G, radio.com. I'm Tony Bruschi. Welcome to the program. Let's get into our first letter of today's episode. Comes into us from Christopher. And Christopher says, when I was in my freshman year at college, I had a reoccurring dream over the course of about a week. In my dream, I was young, maybe about 10 or 12 years old. I was standing in the front yard and a new family was moving in next door. It was a younger couple with a little girl about my age. She wore a white dress and was barefoot. The next night I had the same dream. And this time after watching the family move in, it became nighttime. In my dream, I woke up and was inclined to go out to the front yard again. I went out and it was dark, but the moon made everything very visible. I saw the girl walking down the sidewalk. In my dream, our two houses were the only houses around. The next night, everything started the same way. The family moved in. It was night and I went outside. The girl was walking that night. I followed her. I don't know why, but I did. After some time, we came up to a fence. On the other side of the fence was a huge open field. The girl pointed at the fence and then I woke up. The next night, the same things happened in my dream, but this time after the girl pointed at the fence, she squeezed through the fence. Once through, she beckoned me to come through. I noticed that in order to get through the fence, for whatever reason, she had to break her left arm, and it was limp by her side. I then woke up. The next night, the same things happened again. This time I tried to follow her through the fence. I couldn't squeeze through and realized that I, too, would need to break an arm to get through. Just before breaking my arm, I woke up. I never had the same dreams again. Okay, so what was going on at the time of the dream? And it says, I was in college, lived in a dorm by myself. I was studying graphic design and playing a lot of video games. I can't think of anything that would have prompted something so strange and eerie. Questions that he has, I've always been curious about the symbolisms of the girl. Why did I follow her? Why were we alone? Why did we have to break our arms to get through the fence? It's always bothered me that it was reoccurring and that it got longer each night, but never seemed to end. Well, what can we make of this dream? My take on it would be not so much just symbolism. I think there's certainly symbolism there, but I think sometimes when we're younger, you know, late teens, early 20s and dreaming, I think sometimes we may be dreaming the version of ourself that our minds are almost most comfortable with. You may at that time still have, while obviously physically being older, subconsciously maybe still felt like you were a 12-year-old kid, that you were still kind of in a certain mindset. Now, maturity, I'm sure, had risen by that point, I would hope. but there's still, I think, can be aspects of us where we still feel like that 12-year-old kid. I think you can be 50 years old and still feel like that 12-year-old kid. But I think even more so when it really wasn't that far out of chronological order, that you still may see yourself at that age, especially when you're just trying to kind of jump into a lot of things in life as far as relationships and things of that nature that are very adult based. You start hearing about them, you know, around 10, 12, you start kind of getting tastes of what they may be like. And I think for a lot of us around the age of 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 is when we actually kind of start getting our first glimpses of here's what some of those things are actually like, those relationships. So I'm wondering if the girl, I think it was maybe just your mind is at that place of almost being, you know, still almost at 12. And so that was the setting you were at. I don't think it has anything to do with anything other than that, as far as just kind of the mindset you're projecting yourself at in your subconscious. And I think it just may have been kind of that gateway, kind of that change in life from childhood to adulthood. And you're in the midst of going through that in college. You're leaving, you know, the world of high school, and you were entering the world of you know, advanced schooling and adulthood. And I don't know if there was something else going on. Maybe there were some relationships that were possible that maybe you were beginning to be involved in or thinking of being involved in. And it was just kind of a representation of changing, of life changing from the simplicity of childhood and the possibility of being hurt and the possibility of things not being so easy to get through, like the fence and having to break an arm and being hurt possibly. But if you want to get to the other side, if you want to enter the wonderful world of adulthood, it may hurt. And there may be some struggles you're going to have to go through to get there. And it might have been your mind just kind of trying to reason its way through that. And that was where the symbolism came in of the arm breaking and getting through the fence and moving on from childhood to adulthood. I think that might have been all it was. That's my opinion anyway. Our phone number here at Dream Meanings is 800-606-7193, 1-800-606-7193 to share your dream with us. On to our next letter. Heather writes in. This dream I've had 3 nights in a row before, and I guess you could say it's part paranormal and maybe not. I'm honestly not quite sure. So here is my dream. This dream took place in 2007. In my dream, me and 3 other girls were sort of like bounty hunters. We had going to catch 4 prisoners that had went on the run from the cops, and they were being taken to jail. The only description we got was that there was 1 tall one and 3 short ones. So we take off in both cars, 2 in each car. We catch up to them, and they split up in pairs of 2. Me and my partner took off after 1 tall one and 1 of the short ones. We catch up to them and tackle them and handcuff them not regular handcuffs, but zip ties. I never see the face of the tall one, and that's the one I had gone after. We get them back to the car and start driving to take them to jail, where the police were waiting for us. After we were driving down this long road, I'm the one driving, I see this long, skinny piece of what I thought was a coat hanger being brought around my throat. I hear my friend Steven say, "Now it's your turn to die," and he pulls as hard as he could with the clothes hanger around my neck and was choking me with it. I couldn't breathe at all. I ended up waking myself up because I was moving around in bed. I was gasping for air to breathe, and I went to the bathroom to try and calm down, and there were red marks on my neck from where I'd been trying to remove the hanger from my neck. The next 2 nights after that, I was able to wake myself up before he tried to kill me. "What was going on in your life at the time?" He says, "There was a lot going on in my life at the time of the dream. I lost my best friend, the entire world, and her boyfriend. Her boyfriend was my best guy friend, and I had gotten them together, and they had been dating for about 1.5 years, and his name was Steven. Yes, Steven is in the one in my dream that tried to kill me. He actually died in the crash, and my best friend had died the morning of his funeral. But what bothers me about the whole thing was that I had gone by their accidents 2 minutes after they pronounced him dead. I didn't even know it was them in the wreck. I saw that there was a wreck, but it was too dark, too far away for me to tell anything. What questions do you have about the dream? Why did I have it three nights in a row? Why did he come to kill me? Does anyone think that it was his ghost coming to tell me something? I've always had dreams and can remember about 75% of them and remember details. But this one is a one that had haunted me for 10 years now. Any insights that would likely to say anything about this would be appreciated. Well, with anything that we analyze on the show and talk about, it is all completely subjective and strictly just my opinion. But here's a thought on this, and you tell me, and this is obviously something you don't need to verbalize to anyone, but look as basically introspectively at yourself and answer this question. Is there an element of you that feels guilty about getting them together, about hooking them up? Because you brought that up in this letter. Is there an element of you, and this is really not obviously anything you should be feeling guilty about, but is something that anyone who's gone through such a traumatic experience and you're flowing through all the emotions of all this could easily and very fathomably feel, thinking of the aspect of, if I had not gotten them together, if I had not been the one that hooked them up, they probably wouldn't have been in that car at the same time. And at that conclusion, you're going to be reasoning out, well, then they wouldn't be dead, or both of them would not be dead. That is obviously not any sort of reasoning to go by any means, to blame yourself for this situation or to be kicking yourself about. If these two people that you were close to had continued to be close to you, whether you connected them or not, those dots would have likely been connected. Hence, this situation could have very easily happened with you or without you. So I don't want you to feel guilty about that if that's what you're feeling. I'm wondering if this dream is simply that. It's simply you guys running along with life, running along with whatever adventure you may be on. And that may just simply be the symbolism of you're chasing down the bad guys. You're doing good. You were doing life. You were having, what one would consider, just a good time. And I guess that's more so just the symbolism of the chasing down the bad guys, quote unquote. And then tragedy struck. And I think the interjection of the friend saying those harsh words to you, I think is some sort of anxiety, some sort of guilt, possibly in your subconscious that may be going after you, that should probably be dealt with professionally. That would be my thoughts on it, to try and work through that. It may be very suppressed. It may not even be on the surface where you're sitting there going, yeah, I don't feel that way. I never felt. Some of these things can be really, really pushed deep down, and they come to the surface in strange ways. And I'm wondering if that's what's going on here. I can't say for sure. I'm not a doctor. It's just my opinion. Hope that helps. Phone number at Dream Meetings is 1-800-606-7193 to call in your dream. We'll give you our opinion on it. Or, of course, you can go to dreamingradio.com and share your dream there. Going on to our next story, Stacy writes into us, in my dream, my husband and kids and I are at Sam's Club shopping. But instead of shopping, I'm taking photos with my camera of various things in the store. Magically, I get the actual paper photos printed in moments. This is when I know it's a dream, and my daughter and I are looking at them to see if we can spot any ghosts. Meanwhile, my husband and son are continuing to shop and push the cart around the store. In this imaginary Sam's Club, there's a row of windows at the top of each very high wall. All of the windows are plain, square, and dark, like they're just there for decoration or office space. It isn't being used. I look at one photo closely, and in one of the windows, I see clearly my husband's face looking back at me. But wait, he's not up there. He's down here shopping. I'm so creeped out. How can this be? As the dream goes on, we're suddenly at home, and I, freaking out, show the photo to my husband, and he says something like, you know, for a few minutes in the store, I felt really strange, like weirder than I've ever felt before. At this moment, I realize he must have had a paranormal astral projection experience, and I tell him about it. What do you think these dreams mean? I think I know, and when I shared the dream with my husband at 3 a.m., he gave me his opinion, but I'm not going to stop listening to your podcasts. So what was going on in your life at the time? All I was given was saying just the normal stuff, which just for future reference for our listeners, normal is very relative to the individual that is that's sharing the story. Your normal may not be everyone else's normal. My normal is probably not your normal. So please do expound upon that a bit. It helps when we're trying to figure out what may be going on here. Questions? Not really. Just thought it was funny and entertaining. Okay. Well, to be, I guess, just as brief in answering what I think your dream may mean, I'm going to think it's probably some sort of a connection thing between you and your husband. I think it's just maybe you were seeking out the fact that you obviously have some interest here in something of the realm of paranormal. And maybe there's something here where you are wanting that connection with him, wanting him to feel the same way you are, wanting to have that bond that folks who are in that realm, if you will, or in that circle of ability, to have with others. It's a very strong thing if to be able to relate that back and forth with others. So I'm thinking that there's probably something to do with that in that dream. Thanks for writing in. We do appreciate that. Again, our phone number here at Dream Meetings to share your story, 800-606-7193, or write in at dreamingradio.com, D-R-E-A-M-I-N-G, radio.com. Next letter comes into us from Anonymous. Let's see what we got here. Hi, guys. Onto the dream. It was in my old junior high field that I no longer go to. I'm in high school now, but I had been walking in this muddy area, and suddenly I fell in this puddle that was really deep, and its water was black. My whole body was submerged in water. Then suddenly this girl helped me out. She had black hair and pale skin, but I didn't recognize her. And as she pulled me out, I was starting to make a nervous laugh. And when I was fully out, I started to walk away with the girl and turned back to look at the puddle, and it was still black and it was still. I made this expression towards it that was very pained, and the dream just ended. So, question is, what's going on in your life at the time you had this dream? Some relationship issues. I left a heavy feeling in my chest because I love this person very much, but whatever we had is gone now. What questions do you have? What does it mean exactly? And what could the girl have symbolized? Well, there's a lot that you're going to go through in life beyond high school. But right now, that's kind of feeling, that's your world. That's where everything is at. That's where all of your experiences and dreams are being pulled from is what you've already gone through in your current life. So I would say probably something of this nature. It's probably fairly simplistic, quite honestly. I wouldn't read too much into it. You know, you fell down, you were in kind of a dark spot, and another girl got you back up and things were okay. I think that is simply what it is. It's just a metaphor for life. There's going to be down times. There's going to be times that seem more like an ocean than a puddle. Trust me. But there'll be a girl coming along in a boat in that dream. I'm not trying to be silly, but quite honestly, I think it's just one of those things, your mind letting you know. You know, you can go through troubling times, you can go through difficult times, but always please try and get back up out of it, because there will be other people there to make it all worth it. And the biggest thing, though, is make it worth it for yourself. Make sure that you are happy and you're not always trying to make someone else happy. That's a big thing. And that has nothing to do with your dream. That's just a little bit of advice on life. So, our phone number here at Dream Meetings, again, is 800-606-7193 to share your dream experience with us. We'd love to hear it and share it on the show and give you a little insight. Continuing on with our show, our next letter starts out by saying, this dream happened a long time ago, but when my dreams are crazy weird, I like to post them on Facebook. I do have a lot of bizarre dreams, and I've noticed that there'll be a period where I dream of the same type of dream. For example, some nights I dream of tornadoes, other nights I dream of flying, and other nights I'm dreaming of water. Usually I'm standing on a hill or mountain and there's a tsunami wave coming towards me. And in all those types of dreams, I am myself. In other rare occasions, I have dreams where I know it's not me, but it's occurring through my eyes. Not sure if that made a lot of sense, but let me tell this one dream I had where I know it wasn't me, but yet I was the one in fear. The time era had to be around the 1940s, when the girls always wore dresses and the older men wore monocles with a cane and a pipe in their hand. Side note, if I'm wrong about the time frame, I'm sorry. I think you might be a little bit. Anyway, in my dream, it felt like I was possibly at a family gathering that was at a relative's mansion. It's very nice looking, three-story mansion, the windows, walls, porch, all made out of wood, and it was located on a very large estate of land. I don't really remember any other mansion or houses nearby. Well, at this family gathering, one auntie went crazy and started killing off each of the family members. It didn't matter who she came across. She killed the youngest child all the way to the oldest adult. No one could hide from her, and no one could stop her. The aunts and cousins tried hiding in closets, but she found them and killed them. I don't know if it was me she was actually chasing or if I was just seeing it from another family member's eyes, but she was now running after me with this big-ass machete, and I could see these people in the distance. They were African-American, and I'm calling after them for help, and I turn around and I see how close she is to me, and then she throws a machete at me and slices the right side of my body. And then, I don't know how, but I have this long sword that looks kind of like a rake. As I'm about to swing it, this rake-like sword at her, someone comes from behind her with a shelve and smacks the back of her head, which then gives me the opportunity to slash her. So it's a very intense dream, and it was very sad because I felt all the emotions, the fear, the hurt, the pain. I just remember everyone running and trying to hide. Remember, the first person she killed was her father with a rifle, point blank. So what's going on in your life at the time is my question. As I look at the Facebook post, it's dated December 11th of 2013. I don't remember what was going on then for me. I doubt I had anything to do with what I watched or read. The only dreams I have that I know as a result of a show or something is when I watch anything to do with zombies, or even when a friend simply says the word zombie. I end up having a dream about it. I'm really scared of zombies. Besides sharks, that's my number one fear. What questions do you have about the dream? Says, I really don't have a question. I know it's hard to try to figure out why I even had this dream, and why it felt like it was through someone else's eyes and not my own. I do have a lot of dreams. I'm always being told to write them down because I could possibly write a book about them one day, which is what I would love to try and do. There was one dream that ended coming true, and that was predicting a pregnancy and gender of a baby for a friend. Whether anyone believes in things like this or not, my zodiac sign is Cancer, and I once read something of Cancer ends up having a dream on a night of a full moon. Pay attention to it and write it down. It's usually a message of some sort, which will likely come true. Again, this only happened to me once, and whether you believe in this sort of thing or not, it's totally fine. I just wanted to share that bit of info with you and your audience. Maybe someone else was told a similar thing, or perhaps knows some true facts about zodiac signs and dreams. Anyways, I always look forward to listening to the show, as well as continuing to be a faithful listener of Real Ghost Stories Online. Love you all. Okay, so let's examine this one a little bit. Pretty violent, pretty dark, and can be somewhat disturbing, I would think, is especially if you have a fairly okay or fairly stable family life around. Here's my take on it, and you'll have to tell me if I'm right or wrong, or if this is remotely on the path. The thought of it being not you that was necessarily witnessing is this, but it was almost through someone else's eyes. I'm wondering if there was someone in your life at the time, a family member to another family member, that was not being very nice or not being very fair, or in your eyes, unjustly treating the other one in a negative way. And it's hard to say how that would be, but there's obviously several ways someone can be very negative to another individual. And I'm wondering if you were, that's almost representing it, seeing through someone else's eyes and being in someone else's place. And if all of the extreme things in the stream, the murdering, the violence, if a lot of that is maybe played up a bit from your zombie dreams, you know, if you watch a lot of violent type things, and you see that quite frequently, it's bound to manifest itself in dreams, whether or not someone is just being rude or mean or cold or something of that nature to another person. It may end up manifesting as something much more extreme than that, because that's how your wheels turn. So I'm wondering if that has something to do with all of this. It might have been more of an empathetic dream, essentially, where you were feeling bad, concerned for someone, and a conflict that was going on interfamily-wise, and that's how it manifested in this crazy dream. Not saying you're crazy, but obviously the dream was a bit crazy of such violence, where it can be very easily mistaken for something much more serious than it actually is. Thank you for submitting. Our phone number here at the show is 1-800-606-7193. 1-800-606-7193 to share your dream experience with me. Green writes in, I had a job a few years ago taking care of some mentally disabled men. We did this in-home service where we'd stay at their residence and do our very best to help give our clients a sense of autonomy. We kept them safe, stimulated, and secure, but it was a task. I had two older gentlemen. I stayed at their apartment. The mornings were always a sprint. It seemed like I would have to wake up my guys, help one of them in particular with getting a cast on, help them brush their teeth, prepare a breakfast, help them onto a shuttle that would take them to work for the day, clean the apartment, fill out the paperwork, all before 8:30 in the morning. Well, it goes without saying that kind of pressure can cause some weird and interesting dreams, and one in particular stood out. In the dream, I'm in my guy's apartment. The apartment is relatively simple in design. The front door opens up into a living room that's shared with a dining room. There's a wall that separates the living room from the kitchen space. To the left of the living room is a hallway from which three bedrooms and a bathroom are accessed. Two of the bedrooms are on the left, and one bedroom and bathroom are on the right. I see a dark, undaunting sky outside. I get the feeling in the dream that something is coming and I need to get my guys to safety. At that moment, I hear a very loud siren or ringing. This can't be good. I find my guys and I try to persuade them to huddle in the kitchen where there's a light so they won't be scared. I knew the other apartments may be in danger and want to look outside to see if they're okay. I go to open the door and look up and see a large spaceship, but with tentacles. It is very similar to the newest War of the Worlds film. I couldn't risk getting spotted by the object, so I steal away back into the apartment, but not before seeing that it's pandemonium outside. The police are out. The neighbors are awash in fearful onlookers and meek defenders. I don't see any of the other clients or employees. Once back inside, though, I turn down the blinds and turn out the kitchen lights. I remember that time I looked where the windows are and can see the faint silhouettes of what I perceived to be aliens. They were human-like, but much taller and stouter. The heads were tube-like, though. I suppose my brain was pulling from Alien. I can recall distinctly a feeling of profound sense of dread and anxiety in real life while this dream was coming to a close. At that point, I get a bird's eye view of the apartment and see that the spaceship's tentacles were about to slam into the apartment. I suppose it was just going to uproot us and take away me and the guys. I'll never know. For that moment, I woke up. So, what was going on in your life at the time of the dream? It says, I value this dream for a couple of reasons. At the end of 2012, I bombed out of college. It was, if ever an example, a fall from grace. I was doing incredibly well in my field of study, but I was also being incredibly young and dumb. I didn't take care to make sure my studies were always first and foremost, and eventually it caught up. So I'm young, jobless, about to be homeless, and utterly devastated. What life I had was precious, and I threw it all away for what? A few hours at the gym, playing the game of fickle love, enjoying the fantasy that I was a budding historian, Life wanted me to put up, and instead I shut up. Fortunately, I found this job in a sleepy little town far away from my college and my life. The first half year of this job was unbearable, but I had a client who came with a set of challenges that taught me some critical life lessons. It wasn't until around June that I got the clients in my dream. I matured significantly because of the job, but I also began to hunker down into my studies. I knew one day I'd be in college somehow, and keeping my eye off the ball would only hurt. So I was zealous. If I wasn't at work or working out, I was studying history. The dream helped reinforce me that I actually cared about my clients and what was happening and what I was doing. I wasn't doing anything college-related, sure, but I was helping two incredibly special and amazing people have a life of peace, health, and happiness. It was fulfilling. It was a job and a blessing for me at the time. Naturally, I thought about the dream and what it all meant. And I'm sure that in the most fantastic kind of way, I was manifesting my morning anxiety in this dream. The spaceship was their bus. The siren was probably my anticipation of my alarm going off. I'm sure the dream was just me getting over all the details of getting them prepared for the day. Questions? I don't have any questions necessarily, but I'm definitely open to an examination of the dream and see if you guys see things differently. Cheers. Green, I think you figured it out. Your explanation, your thoughts on the dream are almost exactly what I was going to say myself. You stole my thunder. But no, I think you are exactly right. It's a prime example where sometimes, there are extreme things happening in dreams and they're not necessarily, proportional to life. Obviously, getting these guys ready and on the bus is not equivalent to aliens invading and killing everyone. But it's an anxiety. It's oftentimes such blown out of proportion anxiety, which a lot of us do with anxiety. We blow things way out of proportion and it's absolute worst case scenario. And I think our minds do that when we dream, if that's something that we're dealing with. So I think you were just spot on. It was your mind just going through the anxiety of the day, but being represented in such an extreme way that it made it, just almost like a movie trailer. So you're spot on there, Green, in my opinion. Thank you for sharing. We do greatly, greatly appreciate it. The phone number here at the show to call in your dream. We'd love to hear your voice and you guys sharing your dreams is 800-606-7193. Call it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Share your dream and we may play it back on a future episode of Dream Meanings. Let's go to another one. Sarah writes in. Sarah says, I had vivid dreams my whole life. This is the earliest one that I can remember. I want to say I was around 3 years old. My mother and I were on a small ride that seemed to be like mining cars, just a row of cubes on a track. She and I were the last one. We went down the tracks along with the other riders into an unfinished basement type room, below ground, dirt walls, beams, and lit by a long thin window towards the ceiling of the basement. Then, not very suddenly, but very casually, in fact, our car detached from the others in front of us, and our car followed a curve, and we turned completely around and came to a slow stop, still in the basement, where two large men stood, each carrying a large burlap type sack. One sack was filled with shards of glass, large and small, and the other sack was filled with fire. The sack was not on fire, just filled with it. The men each grabbed one of us and tossed us into separate sacks. I was tossed into the glass, my mom into the fire, and that's it. What was going on in your life at the time? I was very young and don't remember details about life in that time. No fires or accidents or upsetting circumstances that I can remember. Mom is still alive and well. Question is it common for young children to have such vivid death dreams? Is it common? It's common for children to have nightmares. It's common for children to have, fairly disturbing nightmares and sometimes about very involving, rather, I would say very simplistic, if you will, villains or obstacles or things of that nature. I'm trying to describe the glass and the fire, things, items, objects that you know are harmful. Shards of glass, you're probably aware of that as a child. Fire, not a good thing to be in, aware of that as a child. So sometimes these things manifest, I'd say, at times of anxiety, at times of stress. And there's, of course, always a fear, you know, as a child, that of abandonment to a certain extent, whether or not that's a reality and that would ever be a possibility in your world. But you're dependent on someone. So a very innate fear that would be in most children is the chance of a parent or a guardian suddenly not being there or being separated from them. You know, you're walking around a store, your parents hopefully are holding your hand and keeping you close by and very much keeping an eye on you. So your understanding is I must be close to this person at all times. Otherwise bad things could happen. So I would say it's probably just some sort of manifestation of some sort of anxiety that was going on in your life. And that's all it meant. Thanks for sharing that experience with us. The phone number again here at Dream Meetings is 800-606-7193. Greatly appreciate you tuning in today. Be sure to give us some likes, give us some positive reviews out there on iTunes, Stitcher, whatever platform it is you may be listening to us on. We greatly appreciate it. And be sure to press subscribe as well. That helps us grow this show and make it even better for you. Until next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Dream Meetings.